find the Torah. Okay, where everyone is here. Bnei Yahu, you're making decisions.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. This Seder. Okay, let's see where we're moving to. Yeah, let's start with this. Avram, you can fulfill. Firstly, welcome to Avram. Chasan do mele melech, so yes, mechila. Okay.
That's all right.
Okay. I was told that you had the biggest Jewish wedding in Berlin since the war.
Thank you.
Okay, last time we spoke about five halachic categories that that theoretically Erusin could fit into, a mitzvah chiyuvit, a mitzvah kiyumit, an iser aseh, a matir, and a misgeret, a framework. These are not mutually exclusive. You can have more than one, and we saw that the Rambam certainly has more than one. But when you want to break it down, we pointed out that many of these categories can be put in the Sefer HaMitzvos. That doesn't necessarily prove anything. And many of these categories can have brachos. So the fact you have a bracha also doesn't prove anything. But basically, we come down to one issue, and that is, are we dealing with something which is in the world of mitzvos, or is purely a ma'arechet? Are we dealing with something which is even in a minimal sense in the world of mitzvos? Is something that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says that this is something that you should really, really, really do? Or are we just dealing with, if you choose it, there's alternate tracks as well, but if you choose it, this is the track that you go into? And we saw in that we had basically all the Rishonim against the Rush, right? That the Rishonim were variations on a theme in terms of it being a mitzvah chiyuvis, a mitzvah kiyumis, a isra'aseh, a matir, and we had the Rush who viewed it none of the above. None of the above. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a matir, the mitzvah is pru uruvu, and and we're dealing over here simply that if you decide to go into Pru Uruvu via the world of Kedusha, this is the way that you go about it. So the question is there any proof one way or another? In fact, we have a bracha. So the Rush says, okay, it's a Birkas Shevach v'Hodaya. In fact, that it won't be in his Sefer HaMitzvos. So it's not in the Sefer HaMitzvos. It's not in the Bahag Sefer HaMitzvos either. It's not in the Urayim Sefer HaMitzvos either. You don't have to be, you know, it's counted necessarily as a mitzvah. So we said, well, let's look at the sugyas. And here I send you to a sugya that is the beginning of the second parak, in which we can somewhat go back and forth in terms of for whom this is a raya. So let's start off with the easy way. So the Gemara asked, what's the chiddush? Hashta b'shlucha mekadesh bo mi boi. Amar Rav Yosef, mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucha. That in the world of mitzvos, there is a concept of a ladder of priorities, and that a person should do a mitzvah with his own hands, rather than pass it on to a shliach, even if it can be done by a shliach, is considered to be a ma'ala. That's considered to be a higher level of avodas Hashem. Mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. So again, on the surface, prima facie, to whom does this appear to be a raya? To the Rambam, right? Mitzvah bo yosem mishlucho. And then the Gemara continues that hu hadin in terms of the woman. Ha'isha miskadeshes ba u bishlucha. To say that Kedushin is a mitzvah for the woman as well. Why not? It's not a mitzvah sase shazman grama. It's a mitzvah sase that it's for a man and for the woman. Fits in very nicely. For the Rush, the Chora, this is all very problematic. We're not dealing with a mitzvah. We're dealing with a framework. Right? You'll say, oh, it's a framework of Pru Revu. But everyone knows that who is excluded from Pru Revu? A woman. Right, Pru Revu v'Kipshua. That's Xeras Sakasiv. There's no machlokas on that. No machlokas we showed him. And over here it says by the woman mitzvah ba yoser b'bishlucha. QED. We have a black and white raya to the Rambam, and then everything fits in so beautifully. We have a birkas ha mitzvah v'chule. No, the Rush learned Gemara. What did the Rush do with this sugya? So I sent you to a proxy of the Rosh. Mitzvah Shulchan Kaner, the Rosh felt there was no reason in the world why he would have to write this, because it's just so obvious. And so, oh my goodness, this is a different, in the classic editions, in the beginning of the second Perek, in this edition. Points out the afalgav the isha ena mitzuva piriyah v'rivya, namely that appears to be the only mitzvah on the radar screen. This is like the Rosh. Mikol makom yesh la mitzvah bifnei shehi misayat labaal lekayei mitzvato. Namely that we have that over here when the Gemara uses the phrase mitzvah b'yos mishlucho, that we have this priority of doing something with your own two hands, rather than doing it via a power of attorney, rather than doing it via an agent, it applies not only to the individual who is mekayim the mitzvah, or who is mechuyiv in the mitzvah, but also to whom? To anyone who is mesayeya, even someone else, to be mekayim his mitzvah. Which mitzvah are we talking about? Puruvu. And that's the mitzvah of the husband, but you can't be mekayim puruvu on your own. We're not amoeba, right? We need a zohar and a nekeva. And so since she is misayat, we can apply this principle. I sent you to a gemara where lechora we do see this expansion, where the gemara uses the concept of mitzvah, but it's dealing with l'sayeya acher l'kayim mitzvah. So which gemara is that? The gemara in Sukkah. The gemara speaks about the concept of osik b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah, and expands it even to the world of Kosve Svarim Tfunam Zuz Hein Tagarein Vitagire Tagireyan. What are we speaking about over here? Who are these Tagireim and Tagireyan? What is their purpose in life? To be Messiah, other individuals, to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tfilin, to be Messiah, other individuals, Mekayim, the mitzvah of Mezuzah. And we say that these people, while they're involved in their malacha, they're pater from Kriyat Shema, they're pater min ha-tfila, osek v'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. So, in other words, it is a construct. And lachora, when we look back, now let's go back to the Gemara, maybe that is really the pshat in the Gemara. So let's go back, the Gemara brings a raya. Where do we see mitzvah b'yisim v'shlucha ki hader av safra machir kresha, rava malach shivuta? That what were they doing? Were they doing a mitzvah?
Not
obviously. They were enabling the house to be ready for Shabbos, right? They were setting the stage. They were setting the stage that there's going to be a mitzvah on Shabbos of Onik Shabbos. There's going to be a mitzvah of eating a good meal. And say they were setting the stage for people, not so even themselves, for their guests, etc., to be Mekayeh. Maybe they don't even like fish. In other words, but they're putting their all into this fish in order that people should be Mekayim later on. They're Messiah. So we see that to be Messiah in the world of mitzvos is also, and now we can guess the other way around. If the Rambam is correct, what in the world is this example that we have over here? So just to take it even one step further, if we look at the original Gemara, right? Over here, the Gemara says Kiha, but the Gemara is quoting from the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yutes, and over there the examples are expanded very, very broadly. Not just the taking care of the fish, but right, Rav Safra Machrek Resha, right, that he singed the head of the fish, Rava Malach Shivuta, he put in the spices. continues, Rav Huna Madlik Shraga, that what he did was light the lights in the house, that the house should be full of light. Rav Papa Godil Petilta, he made the wicks for Hadokas Neiros. Rav Chista Parim Silka, he made the salad. Rabba v'Rav Yosef Matzlichei Tzivei, they brought in the firewood that the house should be warm. Rav Zera Mitzatei Tzitute, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Mekatei V'Ayel Mekatei V'Nafi, he rearranged the furniture. Amar Ilu Miklein Li Rav Ami v'Rav Asi Milo Mekatfina Kamayu, wouldn't I rearrange the furniture if I was having an important visit? President of Hawaii was coming to visit. Wouldn't I rearrange the furniture for him? So, what in other words, l'chora, we're dealing with this siyua for something which is going to take place later. But what did we see in the Rambam? The Rambam, in other words, l'shitato, what did you see? That's the mitzvah. Namely, the Rambam is l'shitato. The principle of mitzvah bo yosim mishluchal applies when you are mekayim a mitzvah. And you saw the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, that Mesader Adam Shulchano Be'erev Shabbos Afal Pishen Otzarech, etc. V'yener Dolak V'Shulchan Aruch Shekol Eilu L'chvot Shabbos. And that aside from the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, there's also a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. And the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is to prepare on Erev Shabbos. And then the Rambam quotes the entire sugya, word for word, and points out that this is all Afal Pishadam Chashu B'yoser Ein Darka Likach Ram Nashuk Olet Asik, etc. So this, so the Gemara in Daf Mem Aleph is neutralized. The Rosh can learn it l'shitaso. The Rambam can learn it l'shitaso. The Rosh could say there's no mitzvah of kedushin. It's simply a hechsher for pru revu. And anyone who's misayeya in this hechsher, like the woman, we apply the principle of mitzvah bo yosim ibishlucho, similar to the world of osik mitzvah patur and a mitzvah, that it's broadly expanded. The Rambam can say no. Also, the mitzvah poter and a mitzvah, that is broadly expanded, even to the Tagarim. Mitzvah bo, Yosef b'mishlucho, only applies to mitzvos, to mitzvos chiyuvios, mitzvos kiyumios, only applies in that realm, and Kavod Shabbos is that realm, and Kedushin is that realm. Okay, so each of them can learn it his own way. Yes?
What's the exact difference between Hechsher mitzvah and what we're talking here, like by according to the Rosh, what Kavod Shabbos, what they're doing for Kavod Shabbos, is that a Hechsher mitzvah, or is that, it's a different category?
Hechsher mitzvah and siyua lidvar mitzvah are very, very similar terms. In other words, that you're dealing in a you see, the hechsher mitzvah is a pre-stage. The siyua could be simultaneous with the mitzvah. The woman and the husband, her part of puru revu is occurring simultaneous with the husband's hishtadlus. She's doing her hishtadlus, but she's not mechuyevet. So that we'll call siyua. Hechsher would be a precondition. I can't sit in a sukkah without building the sukkah. I can't eat matzah without having the matzah baked. So baking the matzah, building the sukkah, that's the hechsher mitzvah. The hechsher mitzvah, there is a daya in the Rishonim that when you build a sukkah, you make a bracha. You know, it's again, you know, it comes into the world of mitzvahs, but it's not one of tayag mitzvahs to build a sukkah. Yes?
Mark gives examples of kosvei svarim.
The siyua could be either or. The siyua could be simultaneous, or it could also precede. The hechsher is dafka that which precedes. But what?
The hechsher has to be something that precedes.
The hechsher would precede. That would be the precondition. Yeah. In other words, if there is, yeah, it would precede. Okay, so, but we do l'chora, even though the Gemara and Dafim Aleph appears to be neutralized, there are Gemaras that do appear to push in a certain direction. We have two Gemaras, one in Moed Katan and one in Beitza. Moed Katan deals with Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Beitza deals with Hilchos Yantif. And Kiddushin is a relevant activity that can take place during these two times. And we have to understand that in a world of poverty, one always tries to find a way of killing two birds with one stone. That since the world of Kedushin and Yisuin would bring about a suda, and one is anyway going to have a suda on Yantif, it would be nice to do it at that time. And that way we save money. Like the minhag in Yerushalayim and in Europe was to have weddings Erev Shabbos in the afternoon, so that the Sudas Mitzvah of the wedding would coincide with Sudas Shabbos. And it's rather than have another meal, you have a meal anyway, just expand it a little bit. So this is a phenomena, but we do find that there are limitations. So the Mishnah Moikatan points out, Elu Kosvin B'moed, Kiddushei Noshim, Gitin, Shovrim, Daitake, etc. What would be over here the Kosvin? What would over here be the Kosvin? Kosvin Kiddushei Noshim. What does Gemara say over there? It could be, the Tanaim is not Kedushei Nashim. Kedushei Nashim is, if you decide to be Mekadesh and Isha with a shtar, the shtar has to be written. You write on a piece of paper, Hare Mekudeshet Li B'shtar Zo, and you give it to the woman. So one is allowed to write such a shtar on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, then, L'chora, that's a good raya to Shmuel. Mutar La'ares Isha B'chol El Shamoed. Why in the world are you writing this if you're not planning on using it? So they say maybe there we have a raya that we know that on Yontif we have a Mishnah Ein Nosim Nashim B'moed. You can't get married on Yontif. V'neisha Simcha Hilo, because we have a problem of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Hoga Ares Shari, to do the formal stage of the Erusin, that appears to be Mutter. So it appears that our Mishnah over here would be a raya to that Mishnah. No, Lomi Bohi Kamar, Lomi Bohi Lo Ares De Lo Kavid Mitzvah. That you can't bring any raya over here, that it could very well be that really our Mishnah holds that you cannot be ma'aris. The kedusha nashim we're speaking about, as Jacob mentioned, is the monetary agreements that accompany a marriage. But really one cannot. But the language of the Gemara is la'aris the lo ka'avid mitzvah. Lisa ka'avid mitzvah. And Rashi over there understands that ka'avid mitzvah osek v'kriya v'rivya. Namely, that what is missing in this Gemara totally, what appears to be missing? Any mitzvah of Kedushin. Kedushin delo ka'avid mitzvah. That appears to be a very, very powerful raya to the Rush. Now again, this isn't something the Achronim picked up. This is something the Rishonim already knew. The Kesef Mishnah already quotes Rav Avraham ben Harambam, Hikshalo, that, you know, they asked him, how did your father write that Kedushin and Mitzvah say? I think Gemara says black and white, the Loka Ovid Mitzvah. So the Rav Avraham ben Avraham gave his response. He gave an answer that the Rambam was only talking about the tip of the iceberg. That Kedushin means Kedushin, which will be completed by the Nisuin. Kedushin on its own is a sterile act and has no mitzvah content, only when it's going to be completed by Nisun. That's what the Rambam meant, and that's what the Gemara means. Lisa Isha Ka'avid Mitzvah, that completes the mitzvah. La'ares doesn't complete the mitzvah. That's Rav Avraham, it's not the Rambam. That's Rav Avraham ben HaRambam. He's a Rishon, but, you know, whereas his, you know, we can also offer explanations of the Rambam. So I would like to offer another different explanation of the Rambam, if possible, because the Rambam, it fits very, 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 very nicely into the Koteret of the Rambam. Yesh be arba mitzvos. Mitzvah number one is Lisa Isha Viksuva Vikedusha. Right? That would appear that the Rav Avraham ben Rambam. But the Rambam then goes on and says, Likuchim Elu, Likuchim is the Kedushin, mitzvahs aseh. And in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he speaks only about Kedushin. So it's a possible shot, but it's not going to explain the Rambam in totality. So I'd like to offer another explanation based on a Mishnah in Beitza. Looked at the Mishnah and Beitza. The Mishnah and Beitza deals with Isurim Durabanan on Yontif and divides it into three categories. Kol Chayavanov Mishum Shvus, Mishum Rishus, Umishum Mitzvah. If any of these three are Osir Durabanan in these three categories on Shabbos, then they are also Midurabanan on Yontif. And basically we're dealing with actions that we're afraid. If you do this act, you're not going to come to do a malacha. Lo olin be'ilan, you'll come to do a malacha of katsira. Lo rochven agabe behema, for the same reason. Lo shatan apnei hamayim, that we're afraid that you're going to be over an iser of making a kli, lomataptim, lomasapkim, shema yasa klishir, etc. Those are the shvus. And then the Mishnah continues, ve'elu mishum rishus, what are you not allowed to do, and we'll call it a category of rishus as opposed to a category of mitzvah, lo donin, that least you write, lo mekachin, least you write, lo cholzen, lo meyabin, least you write. And then we have a category of mitzvah, not to be mafresh truma umasros, etc. So the Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah put kedushe isha in the category of rishus, v'lo mekachim v'ha mitzvah ka'avad? What did the Gemara answer? Lo tzricha. The islay isha ubanim. Rashi, shenose isha lefros v'lirbot amai karele rishus. The answer is because he was already mekayim pur revu. Again, this appears on the surface to be a raya to whom? To the rush. That there's only one mitzvah on the table. Pru uravu. The Gemara asks, why was Kedushin called Rishus? Shouldn't it be called mitzvah? Don't we have an inyan of pru uravu? And the Gemara says, he was already Mekayim pru uravu. He already has children. Period. And that's why Kedushin is Rishus. According to the Rambam, what do you mean? Kedushin is not Rishus. Kedushin is a mitzvah per se. Kedushin is a mitzvah per se. L'chora, again, we have a very strong raya. Excuse me?
Isn't this what the Kesef Mishnah
was? The Kesef Mishnah didn't speak at all about Pru Revu. He spoke about...
You're only Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kedushin when Pru Revu is...
He says, you were only Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kedushin when you come to the conclusion of the Mitzvah of Kedushin, which is Nisuin. Tirex, B'minyan HaMitzvos, B'tchilas HaLach HaMar Mitzvah Liso Isha B'ksuvah Kedushin. L'omar L'kadesh Isha. According to the Kesef Mishnah, no, we have a mitzvah. The Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam, and Rambam explained the Shita of the Rambam. The Shita of the Rambam is that forget about Pru Revu, we have a mitzvah of Kedushin. According to Rambam and Rambam, it's a mitzvah of Kedushin only when it's completed with Nisuin. And that's what the Gemara meant. That Erusin Lav Mitzvah Kavod is just the beginning of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not completed until Nisuin. But once there's Nisuin, that's the mitzvah without children. Nothing to do with children. In other words, if children are wonderful, they come along. It's another mitzvah. It's a mitzvah Reish Yud Beis. Mitzvah Reish Yud Gimel. But but over here, the problem is that the Rambam asks, why is Kedush, the Gemara asks, why is Kedushin put in the category of Rishus, V'ha Mitzvah Ka'avid? And the Gemara answers, Islay Isha Ubanim. He was ready Mekayim Pru Revu. According to the Rambam, so what? Kedushin, or if you want to, Noach, according to Rabban Avraham, Kedushin / Nisuin is a mitzvah, even if you already has Isha Ubanim. It's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Kedushin and Nisuin per se. So l'chora, we have over here a powerful, powerful raya against the Rambam. So the same way that we were certain that the Rosh must have seen the Gemara on Daf Memalef, the Rambam must have seen this Mishnah also, and he wrote a Perish on the Mishnah. And so, yes, Jacob, before we see what the Rambam himself says, yes?
I didn't see this anywhere, but I don't know if this is even a good deal, but is it possible to be, it says, initially, Isha Ubani, that a wife and children, that it's also a mitzvah to have a wife and to have children, and the mitzvah of Kedushin is to have a wife?
Rashi certainly did not understand that, right? Rashi says black and white, Shenosi Isha Lefrot V'Lirbot. In other words, that the pashas of the Gemara is that the Gemara is neutralized. The Gemara asks the question, don't we have a mitzvah? And the Gemara neutralizes that by pointing out, he was ready Mekayim Pru Revu. He was ready Mekayim Pru Revu. We're going to see within the Rambam that, you know, that, but what does the Rambam do with the Gemara? The Gemara asks, again, the Mishnah says that we have three categories that are osur on Yontif. Shema Yaseh. These three things are osur drabanan. There are those that are pure shvus, there are those that are mitzvah, and we have a category of rishus. And in the category of rishus, we include judging in a court, we include the world of kedushin, and the world of yivam, and the world of chalitza. So Gemara asks, in kedushin, aren't you doing a mitzvah? And the Gemara answers, we already have children. So lechora, that's black and white, like the rush, that we're talking over here about pru uravu. That's the mitzvah in kedushin. There's no separate mitzvah of kedushin. Yes?
How does that not imply that if he doesn't have children, that Kedushin therefore isn't tied to the mitzvah of Pru Revu?
if he doesn't have children, if he doesn't have children, we would have put Kedushin under mitzvah. That's what Gemara says. If he doesn't have children, we would have put Kedushin under mitzvah because there's a mitzvah to have children. But since he already has children, we're putting Kedushin in the realm of Rishus. Realm of Rishus, according to the Rambam, even if, who cares about Puru Ravu? Puru Ravu is a totally different set of halachos. Here we're dealing with Hilchos Ishus. We're dealing with the mitzvah of Kedushin. There's a mitzvah of Kedushin per se, separate from the world of Puru Ravu. So what does the Rambam himself say in Hilchos, in his Perush on the Rambam? When he defines the category of Rishus, what is the category of Rishus? So look at his language. V'chein min ha-devarim shirashai adam la'asotam, o shelo la'asotam, avo yesh bahen ksat mitzvah, v'yesh bahen minyan torani, v'hein nikraim Rishus. What does this language remind you of within the works of the Rambam, within the language of the Rambam? Did you hear this before? Does it ring any bells to you? Exactly. Look at the next line that I photoshopped for you. The Rambam in Hilchos Berachos, "Natilas yadayim u'shchita ho'elu k'divrei rishusein." Namely, if you recall that the Rambam in Hilchos Berachos pointed out that we have a category of mitzvah chiyuvit, and we have a category of mitzvah kiyumit, which according to the Rambam is shchita. And what does the Rambam call shchita? Rishut. When we read that, why did the Rambam call that rishut? The answer is because the Mishnah calls it Rishus, according to the Rambam. That's this Mishnah. Iba'i avid, iba'i lo avid. That you have a mitzvah that you don't have to do. You're not obligated to do it. You're not obligated to shecht animals. You don't have to eat meat. If you want to eat meat, so then do it and you get a mitzvah kiyumit. That the Rambam called Rishut, because the Mishnah over here, according to the Rambam, calls that Rishut. Rashai adam la'asotam, o shelo la'asotam. But when he does it, he has a mitzvah. That's what we call a mitzvah kiyumit. So the example the Rambam gave in Hilchos Brachos was shchita. What is the example over here? Kedushin. We had a question according to the Rambam. The Rambam counts Kedushin as a mitzvah in Sefer HaMitzvos. Did he mean it as a mitzvah chiyuvit, that sometime during a person's lifetime he has to get married? Or did he mean it as a mitzvah kiyumit, that if he wants to get married, he can get married? The Rambam over here is telling us what he meant. What did he mean? It's a mitzvah kiyumit. You have a chiyuv of puru revu, right? But getting married, that mitzvah is a mitzvah kiyumit. So the Gemara, and so in the Mishnah, we have these categories of shvut, where this, you're out of the realm of mitzvah altogether. Climbing a tree, there's no inyan of mitzvah at all. Unless you built your sukkah in a tree, but that's a separate issue. But generally, climbing a tree per se is not a mitzvah. And then we have rishut and mitzvah. Rishut is what we call mitzvah kiyumit. Mitzvah is what we call mitzvah chiyuvit. What did the Gemara ask? Where should Kedushin fit in? In which category? What did the Gemara ask? V'ha mitzvah ka'avid? We should put it in category 3, in the category of mitzvah. The Gemara says, no. For yeshlo isha uban. Pru u'revu is a mitzvah chiyuvit. That belongs in category 3. But nisuim, that's a mitzvah kiyumit, that belongs in category 2. Namely, that we find in the Mishnah and the Gemara that we're going to call a mitzvah kiyumit rishut, and we're going to call a mitzvah chiyuvit mitzvah. Go back to the Gemara now in Moed Katan. The Gemara asks, can we prove from the fact that you cannot get married that you can be ma'ares? No, lo mi boy kamar. Lo mi boy la ares de lo kovid mitzvah, ela filu lisa nami de kovid mitzvah asur. Rashi explains, kovid mitzvah, osik pru revu. Again, the phrase mitzvah means a mitzvah chiyuvit. Pru revu, according to everyone, is a mitzvah chiyuvit. Kedushin, according to the Rosh, is nothing at all. Rishus means simply, it's a framework. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah kiyumit. A mitzvah kiyumit is what the Gemara calls lo ka'avid mitzvah. A mitzvah kiyumit is what the Gemara calls rishus, or what the Mishnah calls rishus. And so the Rambam borrowed that same language for his Sefer HaMitzvos. So everything then, Baruch Hashem b'li ayin hara, works out. Okay?
Yes? So in the Moed Katan, when it says the lav mitzvahi, the Rambam just reads it as lav mitzvah chiyuves. but really it's not talking about rishus.
Exactly. In other words, that we find the terminology of that we spoke about within the Rambam. Kedushin. The Rambam counts Kedushin as a mitzvah. The Rosh views it as a misgeret. Now we find the Gemara referring to Kedushin as Rishus, or as Lav Mitzvah Ka'avid. So within the Rosh, the terminology is beautiful. What does the Rambam do with the terminology? The Rambam says, well, we have two worlds of mitzvahs. We have a world of mitzvah chiyuvit, things that you have to be rodef achareyem la'asotam, and a realm of mitzvah kiyumit, that you have a choice. Iboi yavid, iboi lo avid. When we're dealing with pru uravu, that's a mitzvah chiyuvit. That's what the Gemara calls ka'avid mitzvah. That's what the Gemara asks. Maybe in Kedushin, it should be in the category of mitzvah as opposed to rishus. And the Gemara answers, no, you already mekayim pru uravu. But this mitzvah kiyumit is what the Gemara calls rishus. It's what the Gemara calls lo mitzvah ka'avid. You're not doing a mitzvah chiyuvit. You're not obligated. Namely, that the fact that we find the Mishnah using the phrase rishus, or the Gemara using the phrase lo mitzvah ka'avid, the Rambam is perfectly fine with that. He himself in Hilchos Brachos wrote that we have a chova, we have a rishus, and it's all under the category of mitzvah. But the question is this a mitzvah chiyuvit or a mitzvah kiyumit? So it turns out that according to the Rambam, certainly you have to get married to be mekayim pru revu. According to Rambam, to be mekayim pru revu out of the realm of Kedushin, that's an Easter of Kadesha, that's, where it's a betel mitzvah, I say, of Kedushin. However, leaving aside the issue of pru revu, we have a mitzvah kiyumit per se for Kedushin and Yisuin, even if there is no pru urvu on the horizon. Even if this person already can't have children, or the woman he's marrying can't have children, b'cholzo, we have a mitzvah kiyumit of getting married, but that's going to be called rishut. That is going to be called lav mitzvah ka'avad. Okay? So the Gemara in Kedushin that speaks about mitzvah bo yosef yibishlucho, that can be interpreted by the Rosh, anyone who's mesayeya to someone else's mitzvah, that's called mitzvah bo. That the Rambam will interpret as mitzvah bo applies when you're doing a mitzvah mi chiyuvit or kiyumit. Mitzvah bo yoser mi vishlucha. Kavod Shabbos is a mitzvah chiyuvit. The Kedushin is a mitzvah kiyumit. How do we know Kedushin is a mitzvah kiyumit? Because the Mishnah puts it in the category of Rishut. And the Rambam says that the category of Rishut, Shrita, is the category of mitzvah kiyumit. Iboy avid, iboy lo avid.
Would the Rosh then have to explain that the other examples in the Mishnah are also not mitzvahs?
It could very well be that Dan, again, is the misgeret, that judging, we have a framework of Shomrim, we have Hilchos Shomrim, we have Hilchos Dayan, etc. The Rosh can very well say Chalitza, Yibum, those are all frameworks. Those are all frameworks. It's very, there's no problem with that. There's no problem with it. To be totally, what is the phrase? Honest, I guess. I'm on purpose skipping over something that I just don't understand. I asked Rav Bednarsh whether he asked Pshat, and he told me that he was in the middle of Shir. I was Baruch Hashem, one step above it. Namely, I got stuck in this before Shir. He got stuck in the middle of Shir. What do we do with the end of the Mishnah? What is counted as mitzvah? In the Mishnah mentioned shvus, rishus, mitzvah. Shvus is climbing trees. Rishus is getting married and judging and chalitza. What is mitzvah? What are the cases given? I'm making this book hekdesh. Ma'arichi, and I'm giving a nether to the Beis Hamikdash of my value. Why in the world are those called mitzvah? what is chiyuvi about this? Is there something that's strange? I don't have an explanation for it. The Rambam, the Perush Mishnayis, doesn't have an explanation. Doesn't say what he means. Haprashas trumos and maestros, that fits in very nicely, right? In other words, that I'm mechuyav to be mafresh trumos and maestros. It's a machlokas rishonim, but the Rambam can very well hold, and it appears from the Mishnah that even if I don't plan to eat, I have tevel. Right? I pick a bushel of apples. So before I eat them, clearly I have to makish shumas and maishos. What if I'm not planning on eating them? Do I still have to makish shumas and maishos? I'm allergic to apples. So there are many rishonim who say, yeah, I still have to makish shumas and maishos. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger. There are riots to that from the Gemara. So that fits in very nicely. This is something that I have to do. In other words, it's not a question of do I want to eat, don't I want to eat. I have to makish shumas and maishos from Tevel. But the other examples of Chora are very, very, very strange. Yes?
Just to clarify, if Peru is Mesophilus, then you have to do it, so how could the stage beforehand, Kiddushin, be like optional? Like
the Kiddushin does not necessarily a stage before Peru or Revu. That Kiddushin is a mitzvah per se, even without Peru or Revu. If a person was already Mekayim Peru or Revu, he already has children. There's still a mitzvah of Kiddushin. As a mitzvah kiyumis, namely that if this person is a second marriage, he already has Baruch Shem a family, and he gets married. Is he mechuyev to get married according to Rambam? No. In other words, but. What?
Let's say a person has never been married before. How is he fulfilled?
So, in achinami, but in other words, that according to the Rambam, you can't be mekayim pruruvu, but for technical reasons. You can't be mekayim because if you were to live with a woman without kedushin, then she would be a kedeshin, you get malkos. Namely, so you're sort of forced into it. In other words, there's no alternative. But it does. In other words, but that's a separate mitzvah. It just works out that one is going to precede the other. But it's not as though that is the mitzvah of kedushin per se. The Rambam doesn't say that you get. You know, it's a mitzvah lisa to have children. The Rambam doesn't say. It says mitzvah lisa isha because of kedushin. The Rambam in the beginning over there of the Perek speaks of it, the fact that you want to live with a woman. Then it was said out kodem matan Torah, a person who wanted to live with a woman, nothing to do with children. Right, that's the language of the Rambam. Kodem matan Torah, pogeya isha b'shul, rotzahu v'hi lisa. They want to live together. They want to live in intimacy. So machnisa l'toch beiso v'ola. Kevan shenitna Torah, mirtza ish lisa isha, the word Peru Revu isn't mentioned over here in the mitzvahs that we have. We're going to have a mitzvah Peru Revu. In other words, but that's not Kedushin. Kedushin is a mitzvah, and Peru Revu is a mitzvah. You're 100% correct. According to the Rambam, the only way of being Mekayim Peru Revu, the heter, would be via Kedushin. Unless you're a king. It's Rabbi Nebala. If you're a king, you can have a Pilegesh. And that's without Kedushin. And the king is also Mechuyav in Peru Revu. So we see that there is an option. In other words, you just go ahead and be a king. But there is an option of being Mekayim Peru Revu without Kedushin. The two aren't linked necessarily. For most of us who are Hedyotot, so in Achinami, it's going to be a heter, a proper framework for Peru Revu. You're correct. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah, according to the Rosh, that's the mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, that it's there's a mitzvah of Kedushin per se. Yeah? Right? The concept of marriage itself is a sanctimony. Yes?
Could it be possible? We said there's two types of mitzvah chiyuvos. We said one is a chiyuv, which is always, and one the person creates a totally
precondition to the chiyuv.
So could it be once a person is mekachin, so there's no chiyuv to do it, there's no chiyuv to be mekachin, but once a person is mekachin with a hektish, now all of a sudden this creates a chiyuv on him that he's created a situation of chiyuv. So could it be possible
for what?
It's hard because obviously it's me'ila if he does anything with it, he has to now give it to the Beis Hamikdash. Once he's designated it, it becomes a, it becomes.
Are you doing that the kaddish in makdish? Once
right,
he's makdish.
Makdish. Once you makdish something, so could it possibly be the second? It could be.
Yeah, it's something in that direction. You're 100% correct. It's in that direction, but it's not smooth. It's not something I would write in an article. I could say it over in Shir, point out that this is something that needs further work. Okay, so Jacob's, you know, if you hear what Jacob points out, we had a question about the third category of the Mishnah. Why is it called mitzvah? Since when do I have a mitzvah to be makdish a sefer? Since when do I have a mitzvah to be makdish an animal? Is that a mitzvah that we're going to, you know, isn't that a mitzvah chiyuvus? That I'm obligated to be makdish things to the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm obligated to give erech. We never heard of such a thing. Erech, and if I decide I want to give this nedava to the Beis HaMikdash according to my value, then the Torah says how I do it. So Jacob is offering is an enchinami. It doesn't begin with a mitzvah, but once I am makdish, that puts me now into a fulfillment mode. Now I have to be mekayim my neder. Now I'm a chuyav to fulfill that which I began. Maybe enchinami.
I was thinking the answer along a slightly different line.
Yeah.
That these are things that sometimes you can create a chiyuv before Shabbos, and then the chiyuv is there. Right? So let's say you have a chiyuv and a karban of whatever type.
Right.
So now you have to be marked an animal to fulfill that chiyuv of karban you already had. So then you do it. You do have this chiyuv, so you can kind of something, but you mark something because you have a chiyuv and a karban.
Yeah, that's I think the same thing that Jacob is pointing out. Once already that I was no there, my neder, now I have to continue. Now I have to follow through. In other words, that the following through is now that chiyuv. That's now
that's
the mitzvah. And that's the mitzvah. Okay, then I hear. Fine. Okay, Ms. Seder. So this basically completes that which we discussed last time. Okay, now we can begin the Masechta. Okay, after all our introductions, now we have our framework. So what part of our challenge will be, as we're learning, is to fit things into this frame, into these frameworks. We spoke about Erustin as opposed to Nisuin, in terms of Yitziras Chalos, and Chalos happening Memeva, and Nafkaminas. We spoke about within the world of Erusin, are we talking about a Matir, a Mitzvah, etc. Nafkaminas that we spoke about up to now, basically revolved around the world of Brachos. If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah like the Rambam, who makes it? Who says the Birkas HaMitzvah? The husband or Ishliah. If it's a Birkas Shelach V'Hodaya, who says it? Anyone who's around, like the Rabbi, right? In other words, they're... If it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, at what point does it have to be said? Before. Mr. Sofer bless the other. Rambam says black and white. If you first were Mekadesh and Isha, I have a friend who, you know, decided to be a rabbi for a night and be beside a Kedushin for one of his relatives. And he had smicha, but he never did it before, and he got mixed up, and first they had the harayat, and then someone tapped him on the shoulder, he forgot the birkas erusin. So that's totally in the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. According to the Rambam, too late. Avar zmano batel korbano. You can't make a bracha after doing a mitzvah. You can't eat matzah and then make a bracha al chilas matzah. But according to the Rush, a birkas shavah hodaya, the Rush himself says that it could be said even afterwards. If you recall, we saw within the Raivit that it has to be said afterwards because the mitzvah is totally in the woman. And so, if we said before, it could be a bracha levatol. So those are the nachkaminas that we had up to now in terms of nature of the bracha. But we'll see as we continue in the Masechta, there are more nachkaminas in terms of whether understanding something as a matir or understanding it as a mitzvah. Okay. Yes.
Would there be another nachkamina in terms of who's required to hear the bracha? Right. So, right. According to the Rush, would we say that somebody who was at the chasna, but, you know, was distracted when the Sarkovich was making the bracha, would he have a chiyuv to make the bracha himself, according to the Rosh?
You mean the Chasam Kala?
No, the Islam person who was there.
No, person who was there. In other words, the bracha has to be said in that presence. Not everyone has to hear it. But there would be a nafkamina. Does the rabbi have to turn to the Chasam Kala and says, I'm now going to be motzi you with the Birkas Erusin. Right? He's being motzi them with the Bori Priyagothen because they're going to drink. Right, so they have to listen to Baruch Priyagofen. So they have to say being motzi with the Birkas Erusin. According to the Rush, Matpitam, he's not being motzi them. He's saying the Birkas Erusin as a Birkas Shevach V'Hodoya. That should be said in this setting. But according to the Rambam, Mitzvah Bo, we're dealing with Birkas HaMitzvah, he's saying the bracha for the, you know, he's basically the shliach of the husband to say the bracha. So then, the Kala also, according to the Rambam, we recall, is chayiv in the midst of Kedushin. And so this is a Birkas HaMitzvah, so the Chassan and the Kala have to listen. The Kala shouldn't be davening for her friends in the middle of the bracha of Birkas Erusin. She should daven for her friends before, after, not during Birkas Erusin, according to the Rambam. According to the Rush, she can daven for her friends. The rabbi is doing his thing and she's doing her thing. Yeah?
So there's no chiyuv for somebody who's in is like such a moment to say Rosh Hashanah? Like,
no, the key is that the bracha should be said. It should be said, but it doesn't have to necessarily be heard by anyone. There's a we paskin. It's even unclear as to whether you need a minyan for a birkas erusin. The Gemara speaks about the fact for sheva brachos we need a minyan, right? That Boaz gathered the zakenim. For sheva brachos you require a minyan. Birkas erusin itself requires eight. What if you have the rav and his sexton, right? The rav and his shamish and the chasan and the kala. So you have Eidim, Eidikiyum. Can the Rav make a bracha birkas? L'chora, most Rishonim say, sure. We have a minhag of having a minyan. A minhag of having a minyan. But the Meikar Hadin, there's no need for a tzibur. But the birkas erusin is, again, according to the Rambam, is a birkas hamitzvah. According to the Rush, is a misgeret. Shbirka Shevach Bahodai within Miskeret. Okay. Ha'isha niknes b'shalosh drachim v'kones atzma b'shtei drachim. Okay. We know the Mishnah. What does Rashi say? Niknes Lebala. Okay. So had this been Yeshivas Chafetz Chaim, we'd spend the next 3 weeks on what does the word Lebala over here mean in Rashi. But we have to ask ourselves. I mean, and to who else? To the mailman? To the dentist? Who is she niknes to? What do you mean Lebala? Had Rashi not said Lebala, would you have had any question what the mission is referring to? Kind of, you would have, right? In other words, otherwise Rashi wouldn't have written it. Why in the world did Rashi write the word Lebala? So there's a lot of Achrona Shetorah, okay? And, you know, one direction is that we learn the Mishnayos of the Perek. What is the entire Perek speaking about? Marriage? It begins with marriage. It moves over to Eved Kanani, Eved Ivri, Metaltalin, Karka. What perhaps would you have thought had you not had the word of the Ba'ala, Haisha Niknes? Maybe we're talking over here about a Shivcha, and that she is acquired by the owner with Kesef Shtar, or maybe even Bia. Maybe that's the way that you would. Yes? So the Rashi is telling us, no. Our mission is talking about the framework of Ishus.
We call that a Ba'al also.
What?
So if you the ship, there's also
a very, very good. Yeah, we call it an Adon. In other words, you call it a Baal, but the Torah calls it Adon. Okay. So had it said Isha Niknes Adona, then okay. In any case, that's one direction. Another direction is that Isha Niknes Baala, in terms of the limitation, we're talking about Erusin. Right? There are a whole bunch of kinyanim in terms of Yerusha, in terms of Tumas Kohanim, and all these areas. That comes along with Nisuin. So over here, Aisha Niknet Leba'ala, she is now formally an Ish, not beyond that. You know, Leba'ala is a limiting word. It says that we have over here a kinyan Leba'ala, but not something that necessarily is going to expand. The expansion is Mesechet Ksuvos. The expansion is Haisha Niseit. That's when the Achilas Trumos and Maestros, etc., come. But Lechora the Ra'ah gives a beautiful Perush of Rashi, because the Ra'ah had in front of him the same Mishnayos that Rashi had in front of him. Namely, where does Rashi continue? Two lines down. What does Rashi say? Kona es atzma b'shnei drachim. What does Rashi add? Garcina. Namely, that in front of Rashi, there was another Mishnah without that phrase. Right? Look at our Mishnah and think to yourself that you are making a PowerPoint presentation to your class. So the Mishnah that Rashi had as an option was Ha'isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim B'Kesef B'Shtar U'B'Bi'a B'Get U'B'Misa Sabal. And then you could have read the Mishnah, Ha'isha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim, Kesef Shtar Bia is one, Get is two, Misa Sabal is three. Name it, the word Niknes can mean what? Not only to acquire, but two-way street. To acquire and be acquired, right? In other words, that it's a two-way street. That a woman enters and exits marriage in three ways. Kesef Shtar and Bia, that she's receiving a certain hana'a from the husband. Get, Misa Sabal. Those are the three ways that she is going in and out. Kamash Malan Rashi, no. Kone es atzma b'shtei drachim garsina. And ha'isha nikneis lebala, that the Mishnah has to be read with two phrases. We have three ways that she enters and two ways that she leaves. In other words, and then lebala fits in very, very beautifully. But again, when we have our Mishnah, it's very hard to understand why lebala is here. This is the ra'ah, right? You saw the ra'ah inside. This is what the ra'ah points out. Okay. Ha'isha nikneis b'shalosh drachim, v'kones asam b'shtei drachim. Nikneis b'kesef, b'shtar, u'b'biyah. What does Rashi point out is the common denominator between kesef, shtar, and biya? Kuru? No, that's what the Ra'o pointed out. What does Rashi point out? V'kuru? I'm speaking about in terms of the source of kesef, shtar, and biya. Kula yalef mikroi. These are all mida oraisa. All these three are mida oraisa. We have for kesef, we have two sugiyos, a sugiyah and daf gimel amid beis that learns out kesef from where? No, that's dalet amid beis. Gimel amid beis. Nachon, ein kesef. Gain v'yatza chinam ein kesef by the ama ivriya who is leaving her master, her adon. Right? If he's miyaid her, then he's a baal. But until he's miyaid her, he's still an adon. So she leaves the adon when she hits maturity, when she's mivia simanim. Yasa chinam ein kasef. Doesn't chinam mean ein kasef? Ein kasef la adon ze. She's not paying her way out in this situation. Avo yesh kasef la adon acher. She has another master, her father. And when she gets married, there is kesef. In our terminology, we call it a convoluted drasha, because we don't think in Torah terms. Had we thought in Torah terms, this would be totally logical. Okay, so we'll learn that when we get daf gimel beis. That's one makar. That's the makar of whom? Who's the author of that makar? Who says that makar on daf gimel beis? Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Mishnah points out that we also have a braisa that learns out from Kicha Kicha. The one that, in order to what's mentioned over here in the Beis Amid Aleph, these are two limudim. This is one of two limudim, right? But we have two limudim doraisa for kesef, for shtar. Where is that learned out from? Rashi already points out. No? What? Hekesh. A hekesh from Yotza v'hayisa. If she leaves with a get, she enters with a shtar. And bia is pshuta shal mikra. Ki kachish isha uba'ala. Right, that we're dealing over here with the beginning, the entrance into the world of Kedushin. Kuhu yalef mikroi. Why am I stressing this in Rashi? Because we have a Rashi in Ksuvus, where we have a totally, totally different shita, that of Rabosav Shel Rashi, that Kesef is Drabonon. That Kesef is Drabonon, and Rabosav Shel Rashi learned that way to explain a sugya. The sugya of the Nafgimel Madalef in Ksuvus points out that called the Mekadesh Adaita de Rabbanon Mekadesh, the Afkinu Rabbanon L'Kedush Eminei. Rabbanon have a power of annulling marriages. How can Rabbanon annul a marriage? Because the marriage was made with the Rishus of the Rabbanon, they can annul it. So the Gemara says, Tenach, this by the way, this Gemara in Ksuvus, brought about a very, very fascinating historical curioso. That in Westminster Abbey, until a number of years ago, there was a mint copy of the Bamberg Shas, one of the first Shasses to ever be printed. There's a mint copy of all the volumes that was never opened in Westminster Abbey. How did it get to Westminster Abbey? Because there was a king in England named Henry VIII, who you've heard of, right? And Henry VIII had a wife that he wanted to get rid of because she wasn't giving him any children, Anne Boleyn. And there was no concept in the Catholic Church of divorce. And so he heard from one of his monks that the Jews have a concept of annulling a marriage called in Mekadesh, Adaita Dorma Mekadesh, Vafkin Rabban Kedushin Minei. And if we can get a hold of the Talmud, then we could figure out a way for you to annul a marriage, because after all, the Christians are derivatives of the Jews. And so if the Jews have a concept of annulment, we should be able to use it. So Henry VIII ordered a shas. The Bamberg Shas from Italy, where it was printed, in order to be able to, that his monks should figure out a way that he would be able to annul his marriage. In the meantime, while it was being shipped, he got a little impatient and beheaded her, and that solved his problem, and he turned the church into an Anglican church so they wouldn't have these problems in the future. But the Shas was on order, so it went to Westminster Abbey. a number of years ago in Westminster Abbey, they had an exhibit of their rare volumes of, and they put a volume of the Shas in this exhibit, and a Jewish art collector went by, a Jewish book collector went by, who had a tremendous collection of books, and he saw the volume, and he asked about it, and because it had even been mislabeled, and it turned out they had the whole Shas, and so he wanted to buy it, and they refused to sell it to him. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. There was an auction in America of the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta is like the Constitution of England. And this Jew bought it. And the English government wanted to purchase it from him, to put it in their Library of Congress, whatever they have. So he said, I'll make a deal. Okay, so he got the Shas, and he gave them the Magna Carta. And so this is, you know, it's this is all based on Kol Lefkin. But how does it work? How can Rabbanan annul a marriage? How did they go about annulling a marriage? So Gemara says, Teinach de Kodesh Bekaspa. Had the marriage been done with Kesef, we would understand. But what if it's being done with Bia? Ma'ikul Ameimar. What's the difference between Kesef and Bia? So the Rabosev of Rashi understood, Kesef is Drabanon, so Heim Amru Veheim Amru. They created the marriage, they can annul the marriage. Right? They're Apesha Asar, Apesha Hiter, but Bia is Doraisa. How can Rabbanan annul a marriage which is the Oraisa? That's how Rabosev of Rashi learned the sugya over there. And Rashi disagrees with them. There's another shot of the sugya, in terms of Hefker, Best, and Hefker. We're not going to get involved in. But that sheet of Rabosev Shel Rashi exists on the page. Had it only been Rabosev Shel Rashi, Mela. The problem is when we open the Rambam, and that's the last Mare Makom on this side, Rambam says in Perek Avach Lebeis, Likuchim Evo Mitzvah Saseh Shel Toraheim, ובאחד משלושה דורים האיש הנקנס, בכסף, או בשטר, או בביה. And Rambam continues, בביה ובשטר. No, you should know this by heart. מן התורה, ובכסף, מדברי סופרים. Comes on the Ravid and says, אמר אברהם, זה שיבוש, ופרש משובה שיתהו. Which was the פרש משובה שיתהו? רבוסף של רשי. Namely, that the Rambam, according to the Ravid, was working off of the Gemara in Ksuvas, Teinach de Kodesh Bekaspa, that Rabosev of Rashi understood that this meant Kesef is Drabanan, and that's what over here the Rambam says, that Bia and Shtar are Min HaTorah, and Kesef Midivrei Sofer meaning Rabanan, and the Ravid says, this is absurd. The Shibush, that's crazy. How, you want to say that nowadays women are married Midrabanan? Midoraisa, they're not Eshesish. They're only married Midrabanan, because we give rings. Who ever heard of such a thing? So the answer is Rabosev of Rashi, but that's a Perish Meshubash, says the Ravid. So this bothered all the Mefarshim of the Rambam. The Rambam is not Rabosev Shel Rashi. The Rambam is a mainstream posek and has Lach L'maisa ramifications. Not just a question of Pshat in the Sugya and Daf Gimel Bet Aleph in Ksuvas. Not that we don't have to understand it. We have to understand it. But, you know, there could be more than one Perish, but the Rambam would say that. So here, already, Rav Rambam HaRambam went to the defense of his father. And what does the Kesef Mishnah say? How did Rav Rambam HaRambam and the Ramach, who generally is one of the Masigim on the Rambam, what was their tradition? That this Girsa was a first edition of the Rambam. And Achinami, the Rambam in his youth, wrote this. But then when he got older and realized the ramifications, he crossed out these words, and it really is Kesef, Bia, and Shtar are all Min HaTorah. Namely, that this is first. Now, our problem is that we have the final edition of the Rambam. You can go to Hebrew University. It's there. You can look at it. We have the Rambam with all of his emendations. After all the questions were asked on him, the Chachmei Gudil, and he wrote all of his corrections. This is not one of those corrections. Now, there is no Ktav Yad that would corroborate what his son said. Maybe the son is right. Maybe the son, he lived in the house, he would know, l'chora, what the Rambam held, but we can't deal with it in that way. So the Kesef Mishnah and Magid Mishnah deal with it in a different manner. How do they interpret the difference between Min HaTorah and Midivrei Sofrim? Right. Divrei, in other words, we're dealing with Torah Shebichsav and Torah Sheba'alpeh. Min HaTorah means it's Torah Shebichsav. This is Pshuto Shel Mikra. Divrei Sofrim, these are the Yudgim Omido Shatorah Nidreshet Bahem. This is Torah Sheba'alpeh. That the Sofrim are those who gave us the key to the lock, and unlocked these Yigimu Midot. But once we know that, once they've learned it out from Kal Vachomer, Gzeira Shava, whatever they learned out from, then at that point it turns into the Oraita. Namely, Divrei Sofrim is a historical perspective, a categorical perspective, but doesn't mean it's not the Oraisa. It means it's the Oraisa, but not Pshuto Shemikra. It's the Oraisa via Yudgimol Midos, Shatora Nidreshet Bahem, that Vasisa Kol Asher Yerucha, this has the status of a the Oraisa. And so they say, you don't have to change the gears in the Rambam, just have to reinterpret the Rambam. Divrei Sofrim does not mean, is not a translation of Drabon. Divrei Sofrim means that this is Torah Shebaal Peh, which is Torah, which is Min HaTorah. That's the Ram, that's the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah. However, what we have over here is the Rambam himself speaking up. Now again, the Rambam wrote a tshuva. The tshuvas were written earlier in his life than he wrote the Mishnah Torah. We know that the Rambam has the right of changing his mind. All Rishonim can change their minds. We have a whole literature on the, I have a friend here in Yerushalayim, Aaron Adler, who got his doctorate for writing about all the changes between the Rambam of the Perush HaMishnayis and the Rambam of the Mishnah Torah. There are many times that he changes his mind. And so that's his doctoral thesis on all the changes. So we have there is a sefer called Yad Malachi that has rules and regulations of how things work in the Gemara and the Rishonim. So in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, he speaks of the fact that the Rashba wrote Chidushei HaRashba, Shelos Utshuvas HaRashba, and then on certain areas of Halacha, he wrote Halacha Sfarim, he wrote a Torah Sabayis on all of Dinim of Iser V'Heter. What happens when there's a stira between these three? What's the Rashba Shita? In other words, where he paskin maybe one way in his Chidushim, another way in his Tshuvas, then a third way in his Sefer Torah Sabayis. Which did he write first, which second, which third? So the Yad Malachi gives us rules. But so over here, we have a tshuva of the Rambam. We don't have to say that the Rambam and his Chibur agrees with the Yod and the tshuva, but certainly it's closer to the Rambam than his son. Right? Certainly closer to the Kesef Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah. So let's look together at the tshuva. In other words, I gave it to you on the page of Mar Makomos, but I reprinted it over here. Since I had an empty page on the other side. So I reprinted it over here. And the Rambam explains that the Rambam says, I wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos. In my Sefer HaMitzvos, I gave rules for what's counted as mitzvos, that you shouldn't make the mistakes of the Baal Halachos Gedolos, of the Gaonim, and count the wrong things as mitzvos. You shouldn't count Hadlakas Ner Chanukah as one of Tayrag mitzvos, etc. Uba'osan prakim lim biarti. Shekol, ein kol davar shemalamdit shalamedin oso behekesh o bekalachomer o begzera shava o bemidim egyudiyu minister adreshit bahem din Torah. Not everything, in other words, don't think that the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah are correct. Don't think that everything which is learned out from Yigimol Midos has a status of a Doraisa. Ad shiyomru chachamim beferush shehu min HaTorah. Until Chazal tell us that this it has the status of a Doraisa. Namely, there are two levels of Torah Shebaal Peh, learned out from Yigimol Midos. Some of them get a status of the Doraisa, and some of them do not get a status of the Oraisa. And the Rambam then goes ahead and gives an example. V'chein yesh, where the number 11 is, the second number 11. V'chein yesh lishol bevadei velomar li, habi'ila vadei min HaTorah. When we're dealing with the three ways that women get married, so ba'ala, that has nothing to do with Torah she'ba'al peh. Even the karayim have a concept of kedushin bebiya. That's pshuto shel mikra. Hare lo limduhu chazal migim omidos elo ubala malamed shenikten sebiya. Kesef and shtar behekesh lamdu osa. Kesef kicha kicha, shtar v'yatsa v'hayasa. Right? We're dealing over here with yigim omidos. Lama amarta shashtar min haTorah v'hakesef midivrehem. So if you will ask me, why did I write in my Mishnah Torah, that Kesef, that Shtar is min HaTorah, but Kesef midivreihem, midivrei Sofrim, meaning Drabanan, Hatshuva al zevadei kachi, Kesef Shtar midivreihem, ho'ilu min hadin ba'u. Namely, that our default position is that anything or that human leader shatar d'dreshet b'hem has a status of drabana. Lulei ha d'amrinan behedya binyan nara murasa d'amrinan nara murasa d'marachmana b'skila heicha mishkachasla. Unless Chazal tell us beferish otherwise, that we have it in the Torah of nara hamurasa. Nara hamurasa is still a betula. How can she still be a betula if the Torah speaks about Nisum as being via bia? Isn't that an oxymoron to speak about a bu'uga who was already niv'elet? So the Gemara learns out from here that kaner'eh mishkachas lakon shekibsha b'shtar. So shtar, even though it's learned out from a hekesh of a yatsa of a hayisa, that has the status of a do'raisa. We see from Chazal that they put that into the do'raisa. If you want to, that's the status of a hekesh, which is learning out from context. We call that a gzera shava. There's no context. That is Torah Shebaal Peh, but according to the Rambam, that has the status of a drabanan. Namely, that the Rambam himself seems to say that when he says divrei sofrim, he means not like the Kesef Mishnah Magen Mishnah, some historical fact that says is learned from Yimul Midos, but it really is a doraisa, but rather it is a drabanan, as the Ravid himself understood, and as the Ravid then said, papikak, in other words, that's wrong. But the Rambam held that it was right. Is there any way of testing what the Rambam really held in terms of Kesef? So let's move over to the Perek of Kesef. Rambam in Perek Aleph talks about the overview of Kedushim. Then he moves over into Prakim dealing with Kesef, dealing with Shtar, dealing with Bia. Which Perek deals with Kesef? Gimel. Okay, so let's look together in Perek Gimel, Halacha Kaf and Kaf Aleph, Hamakadesh, the end of Perek Gimel, Hamakadesh Bibiya Hare Elu Kedushay Torah, that we pointed out. Vachain Bishtar Mitkadeshet Ba Min HaTorah, Kishem Shegomer Umegaresh, Kosav Rasefer Krisus, Kach Gomer Umachnes. This is a Hekesh. And this, the Rambam pointed out in his Tshuva, is considered to be a Doraisa. This is considered to be Pshuto Shel Mikra. Aval HaKesef Mi divrei sofrim, the same phrase he used in Perek Aleph. Shneemar ki kach ishish amru chachamim lukuchim elu yu bekesef. Shneemar tatati kesef achaseh kach mimeni. Kicha, kicha. Then the Rambam continues. Af al pi shi ikar hadvarim kainhu nohagu kol Yisrael lekadesh bekesef o b'shave kesef. V'im rotz lekadesh b'shtar mekadesh, etc. What if you were reading this Rambam, I mean, you had two alternatives to understand Divrei Sofrim as Do'oraisa, just Do'oraisa that Chazal taught us, or to understand Divrei Sofrim as Drabanan, which would appear to you to be Pshat in this Rambam? Why? From which words? From the, well, which phrase over here? From the Afalpi. Afal pi shadvarim shekenhu, namely that we have two dorais and one drabanan, nohugu kol Yisrael to use the drabanan. That makes sense. If all of them are doraisa, so what's the afal pi? What's the afal pi? In other words, that if all are doraisa, because chazal learned from yigim omidos, it's less than pshuto shel mikra. Would anyone say that which is learned from yigim omidos, which is doraisa, is less than that which is that's Torah. That Chazal are simply interpreting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. They're not adding anything. The Ravid understood that way. Amar Avraham ain't pirtsa gedola mizo. Upirish meshuba sheshama v'teinach tekadosh bekas. But here the Ravid gets, you know, when the Rambam repeats himself, he gets even more absurd, more upset, and he says, this is the wrong pshat in the Rambam in Ksuvas. Hu hitahu bazeh. Yim kol zeh lohayal olito to lohayal lukto. The Rambam should have been known better than to follow Rabosav Shel Rashi in their understanding. Rav Yosef Rashi means it was a masoret. There was a masoret that this was pshat in the Gemara. That was both in Germany and the Rambam's father had it from the Rishkanera. That in other words, that this masoret the Rambam had heard of this as being pshat in the Gemara. The Rav said it's you know you're playing with fire to call kedushin drabanan. In any case, whether this is a pshat of only Rav Yosef Rashi or also the Rambam, it's a das yochid. We passing that all three are mi d'oraisa. However, nowadays we have a computer, right? And so if you will put into the computer two words, in other words, what is the whole diuk of the Kesef Mishnah Magid Mishnah? Rambam didn't say it's drabanan. Rambam said it's mi divrei sofrim. Divrei sofrim can be interpreted as In other words, Torah Shebal Peh, which is really Doraisa. If we'll put the words Durabanan and Divrei Sofrim into the computer, so Durabanan appears, if I'm not mistaken, some 20 times in the Rambam, and Divrei Sofrim appears some 330 times in the Rambam. Namely, what was the chiddush of the Mishneh Torah as opposed to the Rif? You want to summarize halacha. How did the Rif summarize halacha? By quoting Aramaic, right? Just giving us a shortened version of how did the Rambam formalize halacha? By translating into Lashon HaKodesh. What's the Hebrew translation of Midrabanan? Divrei Sofrim. Namely, that Divrei Sofrim is simply, the Rambam's not, Drabanan is not a word the Rambam uses. It's not a word that he uses. It's Aramaic, Drabanan. We're used to using it, right? Doraisa and Drabanan. We don't speak to, in other words, if you were to meet one of a young man learning at Hebrew Union College or even in the seminary and say, well, this is Doraisa and this is Drabanan, they may not know what you're talking about. Because simply the terminology is Aramaic. They didn't learn Aramaic. They don't know Aramaic. In other words, if you were to tell them this is Min HaTorah and this is Midivrei Sofrim, they'd understand you. That's Hebrew. Right? So it could very, very well be that what the Rambam is writing in his tshuva is the Rambam Shita. And it fits in also the Rambam Perigimel, right? The Afal Pi, that really the Rambam held that it was Drabanan. And we don't hold that way, but the Rambam held that way. And then you really have an FLP. That's fascinating that Minog Yisrael is to use a means, Drabanan, of Kiddushei Isha. Again, you know, it's Kochol Asher Yerucha. We're going to view this as, you know, being just as obligated Chavivin Divrei Sofrim, Midivrei Torah, etc. But, you know, it's the fact that he used the phrase Divrei Sofrim doesn't necessarily mean that it was just a felicitous way of saying it's Min HaTorah, but the Sofrim used Yugim Amidos to learn it out. Maybe it means that. Again, Kesef Mishnah and Magid Mishnah understood that way, but maybe it doesn't. Rav Rambam and Rambam understood Divrei Sofrim as meaning Drabana, and therefore he said the Rambam changed the Girsa. Right? That this was an early Rambam, and there is a later version that escaped us, that we don't have. This is the world of Kesef, so be aware that there is a machlokes in terms of the nature of Kedushei Kesef. We paskin, as Rashi does, kulhu yalef mikroi. They are all considered to be doraisa. And the Gemara in Ksuvus, how can you annul a marriage? How can Rabbanan annul a marriage be doraisa? So that's the Gemara that Rashi himself, you know, works on explaining the right. But also there are other explanations of the Gemara over there, not just one but many. Okay, let's continue. We can continue. You get further in Maramakamos, or you got up to here. A little bit further? Okay, so we'll stop over here. I already, so you looked out because I already printed up the Mara Makamos, that assuming we would do it today. So we'll begin with this next time in terms of the world of Kesef, that what we're going to see, in other words, the Mara Makamos I already gave you, so we'll start with those Mara Makamos, that there are two types of Kinyan Kesef. There are two constructs of Kinyan Kesef. The in Choshe Mishpat, where you buy, we're comparing Kedushi Isha, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. So if we move over to Stei Ephron, what does it mean when I buy the Brooklyn Bridge for Kesef? And I buy the Brooklyn Bridge for Kesef, and I give a $10 bill, or let's say I'll give a gold coin that's worth $10 to the owner of the Brooklyn Bridge. What exactly is my Kinyan? At that point, and clearly I still owe him $1 million. But how do we view the Kinyan Kesef? The Sma has one understanding of Kinyan Kesef. The Taz has another understanding. I would like you to look inside, but since I already printed it up, it's not fair for you to hold on to this. I'll give these out as well, so you have it over here. The comparison to Kedusha Isha is going to be very much dependent upon these two Perushim, and what does exactly mean when we say Isha Niknate? To what degree, we spoke about Rav Kook's buying, you know, purchasing Eretz Yisrael, which is very nice, ashkafically, and I mean very meaning halachically, but what exactly, you know, are the Rishonim who take the Kinyan in a very literal sense of acquiring with which Nafgaminas? Okay, so that we'll begin with. And then we'll move over into the text of the Sugya. Haisha nicknames, the mission continues, Bekesef, Bepruta, Ubeshava Pruta. Bekesef, Ubeshava Kesef. So we're going to learn this Tosos, Pruta, Beshava Pruta, and the parallel Rishonim. What is the nature of Shava Kesef? How did the Mishnah know that a woman is Nikna Beshava Kesef? It says Pruta. Why, you know, why do we, how do we know it expands into the world of a ring? And what are the, again, the alternative ways of understanding this? So that's what we'll begin with, and we'll finish with. Oh, we should finish. I don't think we'll finish with that. And then I have a page of Mar Makomos for you. So I have a page. So Shava Kesef, we'll finish with Shava Kesef. And so on the second side of the page, there's a section in the Tosfos Rid, which is not in the Kovetz, that's my knowledge. Tosfos Rid is in the Kovetz. Depends on which Kovetz. Okay, it's not in this Kovetz. It's not in the Kovetz before Shema Chodesh Klilas Hayofi. Okay? What? It's in the back of the Ozahadar. Okay. Okay, so for those who don't have it, you know, I have no problem of you looking here. And then there's a Sefer Machne Ephraim, which is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Achron, who has all the Chakiras that you want, you know, where it's... And so he deals with this issue as well. So, in other words, you can follow through in terms of looking in the Sefer itself, but I just gave you the paragraph in which he deals with. Okay, so before you leave, you should pick up one of these pages of Mar Makomos 4, and... you can pick up one of these pages of Makoros in terms of that which you already have the Mar Makomos. Okay? Yeah, sure.